Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Thought we were on, but it was on mute. So we welcome you back again.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days, I've been held in your hands.
Bless your name, Jesus.
From the moment that I wake up till I lay in my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful.
Yes, Lord.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I have been, I will sing of the goodness God. I love your voice.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have led me through the fire.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the darkest night, you were close like no other.
Hallelujah.
I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the
bless your name, Jesus.
Of God. Oh, all my life you have been faithful.
Yes, you have. And ever will be.
All my life you have been so, so good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every breath that I am
able. Oh, God, we welcome you. Praise on our lips every day of thanksgiving of the goodness of God, truly in goodness and mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Welcome to those that just came on. Glory to God to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, celebrating Jesus. Hallelujah, and glorifying his name as we come together to praise and magnify his name and intercede. Glory to God on those that are going through whatever the circumstances, for need salvation, need forgiveness, need encouragement, need to be inspired, need to be strengthened. Glory to God. Ah, for those that are in prison in their minds, or as well as those that are in the physical prison, those, glory to God, just need a healing in their bodies, and also, glory to God, the ones that are believing God for their marriages, for their families, for their children, for their husbands, for their wives, for whatever the circumstances, on their jobs, in the ministries. Oh, we just pray for those, glory to God, that is vexed with demonic forces and, oh, glory to God, don't have control of their faculties. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. You are the healer and the deliverer. Ah, those that need forgiveness, and God, we need forgiveness every day. Help us to have that mindset. We always give you glory. We exalt thee, O Lord. Amen. Praise God. Our scripture reading will be coming from James, the 4th chapter. And starting at the 7th verse, it says, so be subject to God, resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and he will come close to you. Recognize that you are a sinner. Recognize that you are sinners. Get your soiled hands clean. Praise God. We know we don't practice girls, glory to God, but sin is around us every day. We just got to yield not to temptation and yield ourselves unto the Lord. But if they realize that you have been disloyal, wavered individuals with divided interest and purity, your hearts of your spiritual adultery, as you draw near to God, he be deeply tenant and grieved, even weep over your disloyal. Let your laughter be turned to grief and your mirth to dejection and heartfelt shame for your sins. And it says, humble yourselves under the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one to another. Brethren, he that speaketh evil to his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil to the law and judges the law. But thou judge the law, thou art not doer of the law, but the judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go in this such as, in this city and do such and such, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the tomorrow, but what is your life? It is even as a vapor that appears for a little time, and then vanish away. For that we ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now we rejoice in your boasting. All such as rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. Father, we bless you today and give you glory and honor. Thank you for this is your word. We ask you, Lord God, that we will come in your presence with thanksgiving and attitude of gratitude, and that we will search our hearts daily, as they say in Corinth, to examine ourselves daily to make sure that we're in the faith. God, we repent of anything that's in our lives that's not like you, any disloyalty, any way, glory to God, we haven't been fully committed. We ask you, Lord, to forgive and reveal unto us those errors, even the more if we miss you in any way, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power of forgiveness. We thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. We thank you for 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for great is thy faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God, for washing us, creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us. Thank you, glory to God, that we're learning to do like David, hide that word in our hearts so we won't sin against it. Not that we may not miss it, but thank God for Jesus being our advocate. Not to practice or glory to God or be a repeat offender, but when the error does come, when we do miss the mark, we can come, glory to God, to you and repent. And thank you, glory to God, that you forgive as far as the east is from the west, and they don't even meet. God, that you forgive and forget. Help us, glory to God, to have that same heart, not allow the enemy to have our heart to be hardened because somebody disappointed us or betrayal or some, glory to God, evil thing that would happen, glory to God, that came upon us through somebody that we love or whatever the circumstances might be. God, you forgave us while we were yet sinners. You died for the ungodly. And God, you sacrificed. Jesus did, glory to God, the ultimate sacrifice to redeem us back to the Father. Help us that we are supposed to pattern our life after, glory to God, after you. God, we thank you that you are the good shepherd. We thank you that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want you. Make us up to lie down in green pastures. I thank you that you even prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. You told us, glory to God, in Psalms 37, fret not thyself of evil doers. Glory to God, they'll spread themselves like a green bay tree, but you look again, and glory to God, you can't even remember where they were. God, help us and also know that we can't find ourselves becoming the evildoer. Oh, glory to God, being vengeful. Glory to God, you said, vengeance is yours, said the Lord. We can't walk around being vindictive. We can't walk around with having hatred or so much anger in our heart that it turned to bitterness and expect you to bless and expect you to forgive when we won't repent. God, we are praying like never before. Help us to know to not let these little foxes come in, glory to God, and blow up and change our lives and cause us to miss the mark and miss, glory to God, out on our birthright. Glory, and the plans that you have for us that you said in Jeremiah 29:11 that are good, declares the Lord, not evil, to bless us, to prosper us, to give us a future, not to bring no harm. God, we thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Jesus, glory to God, for another opportunity to praise and magnify your name, another opportunity to pray and touch and agree to bind the hand of the enemy with so much corruption in the land. And you told us in these last days these things will come to pass. But God, help us not to lose out on our joy. Help us not to lose out on our peace, because you prepared us. Now we need to prepare ourselves to take on your word and believe it and receive it and act on it and to be, glory, in a place that we cast these cares back and learn to rest in you while we are praying, and not to get hung up, glory to God, in all that's going on, to become depressed, oppressed, suppressed, that we can't pray effectively, that we can't walk out, glory to God, in peace than walking out in fear. Now fear cancels faith and faith cancels fear. Let us cancel out the fear. Not to say that fear may not come back and forth trying to attack, but the weapons you call Ramo Kotere, the sea, Ishandaro Ramokoto Reke Irarabosha. But the weapons that you gave us are not, glory, not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Will we use the weapons? Will we learn how to operate it? Not just to learn what the weapons are and afraid to use them, but take the authority. But we can't walk in power and authority if we are still, glory to God, chasing after things in this world. In the name of Jesus, that diminishes, glory to God, the power that we have when we step out of the will of the Lord. God, help us to be faithful. Help us to know, glory to God, we're at a time now that the enemy is running rampant across the land and off in the church house too, because he's finding any area that we weaken, any area that we are not being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, that he's, glory to God, coming in to cause us, hallelujah, to be less than a conqueror. But you told us that we are more than a conqueror, but we can't conquer, glory to God, something that if we own the wrong territory, wrong turf, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We got to walk in the authority that you give us, and we got to deny this flesh and renounce this enemy in the name of Jesus. Then speak, glory to God, Jesus is Lord. We got to be faithful to you. Sleeping giant, wake up, heart, mokororobosi. Too many things are rocking us, glory to God, and so much, hallelujah, hatred is in the land, prejudice in the land, murder is in the land, and blood running in the streets like water. Man, we can't stop everything, but while we're here, the lights are on through us, glory to God. We got to stop them from flickering. They got to shine more, hallelujah, not more, and not like a flashlight either. Glory to God, it's not supposed to be on the hill and not a hill, not under the bushel. God, we got to practice more and more submitting ourselves to you, committing ourselves so the light, glory to God, can be illuminated in the name of Jesus. We have the power to bind up cancer,
bind up heart attacks and strokes and, glory, our kidney failures and all kind of things with arthritis and things that are trying to cripple us in our spirit man and also in our physical man. In the name of Jesus, things that are going on in the mind that ought to not be so, glory to God, unforgiveness, all pleading the blood of Jesus over, glory to God, all the medical things that are going on that cause the, glory to God, the body to operate contrary to what God said it ought to operate. In the name of Jesus, the authority that you've given us to bind and loose, and not just for others, but even to lay hands on the sick, and sometimes we got to do it on our own self, and bind up and loose and cancel and cast out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are praying like never before. It's time to walk in the authority. Are we going to be eagles? Oh, glory to God, or still going to be acting like eaglelets? Glory to our babies. Oh, are we going to sometime be the eagle, and next thing you know, you're the crow? Or the next thing you know, you're a chicken, and next thing you know, you're operating, glory, as a buzzard? Oh, the blood of Jesus. We got to operate according to what God's word says, not what our feelings and emotions says. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. In the name of Jesus. I bless you for so many good and mighty and marvelous and awesome things that you're doing, because without you, Lord, we can do nothing, but through you we can do all things. God, we need, glory to God, more believers coming on post, being laborers in the vineyard and standing on the promises of the Lord and doing what God called them to do and seeing healings and deliverance taking place. Oh, the power of the anointing in operation in our lives. Oh, God, I'm believing, glory to God, for revival, believing, glory to God, that we're going to see more, glory to God, even though, hallelujah, everybody is not going to accept you, glory to God, but you said in your word, hallelujah, that glory to God, whosoever will, let him come. All the decision is, glory, after you said on the cross, it is finished, then it's up to us. It's up to us. Oh, glory, watch your hands. Oh, glory to God in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just believe in you like never before, that we'll take the power and authority and stand together. We'll be a force to be reckoned with, to pull down these strongholds, to come against this murdering demon, to come against, glory to God, this prejudice, come against this hatred, come against, glory to God, this division in the houses. Oh, glory to God, the Lord, with confusion. Oh, glory to God, sowing discord. Come against the spirit, glory to God, that have all these sickness and diseases that are going on. Too much of it is coming in the body of Christ. How can the world see a difference if they see so much of the same thing in the world? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, in us that's in the world, God, we're believing for change. Thank you for those that are standing on their posts. On their posts in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, that will stand and preach the word and teach the word and, glory to God, not allow the enemy to take them off their post through slander and confusion and chaos and ostracism and criticism and all the other things that the enemy want to say. God, help us to be like Nehemiah on that wall and Sanballat and all the other, glory, whatever being said, they refuse to come down off that wall. Standing up there, not murmuring and grumbling and complaining, just like, glory to God, hallelujah, others, glory to God, but standing with their weapon, glory to God, and still being able to speak, do the word and hammer and keep that, glory to God, hallelujah, building that wall, glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are the greater one on the inside of us, and if you say a thing, it shall come to pass. We just got to believe you and trust you with everything in us in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I love you. I'm praying for salvation for many. I'm praying for deliverance. I'm praying for encouragement. I'm praying for healing. I'm praying for strength. I'm praying for wisdom. I'm praying for understanding. I'm praying for discernment. I'm praying, glory to God, like never before, hallelujah, that we will not let our imagination run away with us. Glory to God. But you said every imagination that exalt against self, against the knowledge of God, to bring it down in captivity. Oh, the spirit, hallelujah, to obedience to the spirit of the Lord. That means crucifying the flesh and binding the hand of the enemy and recognize who the enemy is and know who we are in the Lord and who he is in us, that he is not going to steal our birthright and we're not going to give it up. Oh, God, help us to watch our mouth. What comes out of our mouth? You said out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Hallelujah. Oh, the things that come out of there. Oh, what are we feeding the spirit, man? Are we feeding, glory, out the flesh? Because whoever you feed, that's who's going to rule that house. In the name of Jesus, they're going to know us by the love we have one for another. They're going to know, glory to God, hallelujah. We're going to know the tree by the fruit it bears. What kind of fruit? Hallelujah. And it can't be, if it's of Jesus, it can't be no fruit cocktail. Oh, God, we are praying for Galatians 5:22 that we'll have the character character of Jesus Christ. And glory out, we are walking the love. We are walking the agape. We are walking forgiveness. And when we miss it, help us to be quick to repent so we can be right on it. And glory to God. And even when God gives us to do something, the anointing is on it to do it then, not next week, 2 weeks from now, down the road. So many opportunities of the enemy can come in a few minutes, talking about waiting a week or two, glory out, before you obey the Lord. And glory to God, we miss our blessing. And by our prayers to be hindered too. And besides the fact of unforgiveness, but disobedience will cause them to be hindered too. God, I pray, glory to God, that you'll help us all. Thank you for, glory to God, helping those that are standing, that they stay strong and they don't give up. Thank you for the young people that have given their lives to the Lord, that are preaching, witnessing and singing and glorifying the Lord and praise them. God, give glory, strengthen them to keep covering, cover them under the blood. Help us to pray for them. Help us to not discourage them because we see little shortcomings, because we have shortcomings. We need to be built up. And help us, glory, not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to and esteem others more than ourselves. God, let us be planted like that tree beside the rivers of water. Let us be like that deer that panic. Hallelujah, by the water brook. So is our heart panted after thee. As Pastor Prophet Bird had spoke a word concerning that deer at one time and thinking about it in another, glory to God, dimension of thinking about it in another level, glory to God, a revelation about even sometimes the predators that be all around, they be so thirsty and they got to wait, glory to God, but sometimes that thirst be so, glory to God, in spite of the predators, they got to, that thirst, they got to get to the water. God, help us to know that you are protected, our shield and our blood covering. Hallelujah. That even when the predators of the enemy with different things that go on, help us, glory to God, to keep that thirst for you and determine that I'm not, glory to God, going to take down, bow down. You said, seek first the kingdom of God and all this right and everything else will be added, glory to God. Help us, glory to God. Oh, because you said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. And even when we thirst, you said the water that you give us will cause us not to thirst anymore. But let us have that desire for more of you. More of you, because only you can fill us up. Lord, we love you today. We pray for these prayer warriors. You bless them, strengthen them, encourage them, guide them, and comfort and encourage them in every way on all the things that are going through while they're standing in the gap, obeying you for preaching, teaching the word, ministering, glory to God, interceding. God bless. You know what the desires is. You know even what the need is. And we give these things to you. Touch our family members. One saved, not saved. Whatever it is, draw them nigh, closer to you. And the ones that need to know you are all around, the glory to God. Neighbors and even those enemies you told us to pray for. God, we just believe you that you'll keep us every day, no matter what's going on. Thank you for your protection issue, because demonic forces around us every day. Hallelujah. But it's your blood covering, your protection, and your shield. Help us to not take this thing lightly, but be on our post so we can walk in the authority you give us. Help us remember to pray every day. Not me, my eye, and us for, but pray. And pray, glory to God, sincerely. Glory to God. And also pray, glory to God, with ferventness. God, pray, glory to God, for all of those, glory to God, that's concerned of your people and those that, glory to God, haven't even known you in the pardon of their sins. Pray, glory to God, for deliverance and healing. Pray, glory to God, for awakening. Pray to stay strong in the Lord. Pray to keep our armor on. Pray, glory to God, to let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us. Pray, glory to God, to forgive and, glory to God, deny this ourselves. Pray, glory to God, to be overcomers and triumphant and victorious. Pray, glory to God, for your will to be done in us. God, we need you like never before. Pray for discernment. Pray for faithfulness and loyalty and commitment to you. Pray, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, to let go of the past and move forward in our future and not allow the enemy, glory to God, hallelujah, make us fearful about tomorrow. But glory to God, you said tomorrow would take care of itself. Help us to be faithful in this day. But anticipation and expectancy of the future things yet to come. Pray, glory to God, for each one of these women, glory to God, and men of God, that you bless them, encourage them, strengthen them, guide them, and bless in their homes and in their, glory to God, everything of their endeavors. We bless you and thank you, glory to God, for financial blessings, spiritual blessings. And God, we bind up every satanic and demonic force, hallelujah, that come against these prayers. And we pray, glory to God, that you will, glory to God, improve and move. And we pray for restoration, restoring. We are praying, glory to God, for those that are hurting all around the globe, through the wars, through the fires, through the storms, glory to God, through the horrific gun violence and everything else that's going on, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, for so many, glory to God, are hurting for so many things. They done lost their homes, glory to God, through the pandemic. Some, glory to God, are still suffering from that. Some are still suffering, glory to God, in the midst of the things that are going on in the economy. Pray for our elderly. Pray, glory to God, for Mother Freeman. Pray for Mother Camp. Pray for Mother Elise. Pray, glory to God, for Mother Cadiz and others that we know are women of God that's in their 90s and going on 100 and even younger than that. But whatever the need is, pray for our brethren in the Lord, too, as well, and even the prayers that went forth today about the fatherless, whatever the reason why they don't have fathers. Pray for them and the children, God, that are being hurting. God, pray for a change. Pray, glory to God, for change of heart and change of mind. Pray for comfort and pray for healing, because some may never know their father. Some may be because they died. Some may be because they've been rejected. Others may be because of generational curses. Whatever it is, God, you can heal and deliver in whatever case it may be. But God, you can be our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Lord, we bless you. Forgive us. Glory to God. And I ask you, Lord God, to bless now. We bind Satan and all his little cohorts and set up trap, plot, plans, and scheme. Be eradicated. And we pray right now, glory to God, call our peace back and our joy. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. And God, we just bless you. And the peace of God manifests in Jesus' name. Praise God. We're going to have Pastor Bird right after Brother Minister Black. Then we'll have Mother Alexander. And then I'll get the rest of the list ready. Praise the Lord. Amen. So right now, Brother Black, Pastor Bird, and then Pastor Mother Evangelist Alexander, and then we'll, praise the Lord, let you know after the last speaker. Praise God. Amen. At this time, you go ahead, my brother. I thought I opened your line. Let me go back. Okay, so yes, it's open. Are you there, Brother Black? Okay, I'm going to open it for him since he didn't respond yet. We'll come back to him and take Pastor Bird, and we'll check back with Brother Black. Pastor Bird, you there? Is something going on with the machine?
Praise the Lord.
Yes, yeah, I hear you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer, hallelujah, glory to your name, Jesus. Mighty, awesome God, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory as we stand in your presence tonight, dear God. I'm not talking about physically standing, God, but I'm talking about spiritually standing tonight, Father God, to give you honor, to give you praise, and to lift up the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for watching over us and keeping us and protecting us, dear God. Because there's all kinds of stuff and danger going on around us, Father God. But we thank you and we don't take it for granted that we are still alive today. We don't take it for granted, dear God, that we were able to get up this morning on our own and fix our own food if we wanted it, to put on our own clothes and to do for ourselves. And we want to say thank you, because God, it's those small things that we forget to give you praise for. It's those small things, dear God, that you do every day that we take for granted. And there are folk all around us that is unable, Father God, to get up by themselves, unable to wash their own face or to get their own breakfast. So, God, we want to thank you for keeping us and watching over us and protecting us. We praise your holy and righteous name, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will and shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we just thank you that you have us alert in this time like never before. God, there are so many things that's going on around us, and we hear it every day. We keep hearing about these school killings, dear God, where the young people are taken away even before they have that time to even live and process life, dear God. Father, the mind of the people are not on you, but it's on everything else that's going on. But we lift up this nation to you. We lift up the people in the world, God. I'm not talking about now the body of Christ, but I'm talking about the people of the world, Father God, who have allowed all kinds of noises, God, to get into their hearing, who have allowed all kinds of stuff, God, to get into their eye gates, who have yielded their members over to satanic things. And a lot of them are unaware, dear God, because you said we become a servant of whoever we yield our members to. And God, they just a servant to sin. So we pray for restoration tonight, God. We pray, Father God, for the Spirit of God just to go forth in this country like never before. We're praying for revival. We're praying for the strength of this nation, of the people, Father God, that they will come to the conclusion that they need God. We're praying for salvation like never before. As we stand in the gap and come against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, without ceasing. We pray, Father God, not all the time out in words, but we are praying constantly in our spirit, Father God, that the people's eyes will be open and that their hearts will be changed and that they will come to that understanding that they need a Savior like never before. Have mercy on us, God. We need your mercy. We need your grace. We need your understanding. We need that guiding of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth for your name's sake. We need, Father God, for the Spirit of God to go forth and change minds and hearts, God, and bring us back to that place of love, loving one another as we love you, dear God. In Jesus' name. And God, we come against Satan and all of the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world, Father God, when they have brought a strong illusion, a strong illusion, Father God, that's pulling the people into places of hopelessness, dear God. In Jesus' name, that delusion of sexual immorality, Father, is a strong spirit that has gone forth and pulled your people out of truth, God, and put them into a place where they can believe anything, they can do anything, they can feel any way they want to, God, that there is no God and there is no consequences for what they do. So God, I pray in the name of Jesus, as we come against witchcraft and devil worshiping and tarot cards and horoscopes and Ouija boards and palm readers and all of that stuff, God, that would allow that delusion to blind the people to truth in these last days, God, like never before. We need you, Father. We need you. If there was ever a time that we needed you. God, we sure do need you now, Father God. We need you in our homes. We need you in our schools. We need you in our workplaces. We need you, Father God, to lead, guide, and direct us. In your name we pray, Father God. The Holy Spirit leads and guides us in all truth. He give us understanding, discernment, God, so that we will not step into the traps of the evil one. Help us, God, to delight ourselves in you and your word. Because of that, God, you will put your desire within our hearts as we commit ourselves to you, God, and let you bring those things to pass. God, you told us not to want or desire anything, God, but to look to you for all every need, God. You are the provider, and you will provide everything we need. Even in this time, Father God, where there are people that's losing jobs and homes, and just as my sister was saying, God, for natural disasters and also just prevalent things that's going on, we're losing a lot. But God, if we just hold on to the hands of the Almighty God, we'll get even better stuff. And it don't have to be caviar, God. Oh, Dopo Sunday. But you promised to feed us and even to feed our offspring, dear God, in Jesus' name, if we just trust in you, dear God. So God, I pray in the name of Jesus that the fear of the Lord will come back into this nation like never before, and that the people will get to that place of calling on the name of Jesus, knowing once more, Father God, that we need you more than we need the next fix, Father God. Hard of our Sunday, that drugs, God, have given our people another delusion. It have taken them to another place, and it makes them feel good for a season, God. It makes them feel good while they're going through whatever they're going through. For those that's been abused, God, for those that have been sexually molested, for those, God, that's going through terrible things in the home and have not received the love, drugs come in and make them feel good for a season. But during that season, God, Satan is stealing their feelings. Satan is stealing their real affection. Satan is stealing their lives, God, with delusions. Hallelujah. And they're giving themselves over to satanic things, dear God. Open their eyes that they can see, Father. Open their eyes that they can see. Help us, God. We need you, God. We need you like never before. We need you, God. And until we can get in that place and recognize and know, dear God, that we are not gods, as some has been taught, that we can be anybody we want to be, that we are our own gods, that God is inside of us. All you have to do is think it. All you have to do is grab it, and it's yours. But God, the Bible said that you have a plan and purpose for all our lives. You have the plan. You have the plan. And God, unless we stay connected to the plan maker, unless we stay connected to the one, Father God, that created us in his image and in his likeness, unless we stay connected, God, to the source, we will lose our lives, God. What sense does it make for a man to gain everything and lose his life? Because, God, it's coming a time when we got to get up out of here. We didn't come here to stay, and we are here for a short time. And, God, man thinks it's all about pleasure, all about what I want, all about how I feel about it, all about getting my stuff, all about being rich, what kind of car I drive. But, God, help us to know, Hallelujah. I just got a Toyota, and it takes me anywhere I want to go. It drives just like a Cadillac to me, and I'm so grateful, and I'm so thankful, Father God. I just want more of you. I want to walk in that path that you set for me. I want to know the plan, God, that you have for my life. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. God, open my eyes and the eyes of your people, God, so that they can see. So we are praying, Father God, for revival in this nation like never before. And God, I'm praying for sensitivity. I'm praying, God, that we're going to be just like Jesus. Jesus loved us so much, God, that when he saw a blind man that couldn't see, because he was so sensitive, God, he healed him so that he could see. That type of sensitivity. God was so sensitive, dear God, as the woman with the issue of blood. He didn't see her, God, but he felt her spirit. He felt her hurt. He felt her pain, God. And he said, "Who touched me?" That's the sensitivity, God, of the Father and the Son that we serve, God. Help us to have that same sensitivity for one another. Help us to have that sensitivity for our sister and our brother. I don't care what they've done. I don't care how long they've been in sin. Help them to know that there is a better way. Help them to know that there is a man, and his name is Jesus, that can forgive them for every offense, God, for every wrongdoing, for everything that they've done. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we would come to that place as the church, as the body of Christ, and we would not be the one throwing stones at people, but we would be the one, Father God, that would be picking them up so that we can make their burdens light in the name of Jesus, so that truth will prevail. Because I believe, God, just like your words say, that love will cover a multitude of sin. I believe that love, Father God, will come in and take out hatred. And Father God, we know that everything that's going on is because of Satan's onset now on the whole world, Father God, because his time is short, and he's trying to grab and take with him everybody he can. But God, we are praying for the love of God, the peace of God, the understanding of God, the glory of God to come and just overshadow all this darkness of the world. Because all the news that we get is not good news. We just keep hearing bad news. But we know the good news of the gospel, and help us to proclaim it. Help us to preach it. Help us to teach it. Most of all, help us to live it, God, so that souls will be saved in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come tonight in your presence, as we come tonight to lift up Jesus, as we come tonight, we come humble, Father God, to lift up people everywhere to you, Father God, that they will be changed by your power, your might, and your authority. And we're praying for those that have walked away, God, that they will be restored in the name of Jesus. And God, we do pray that the eyes that have been blinded, even for the people that abuse their children, even for those, God, that do unspeakable acts with themselves and with their children, and even the corrupted government, dear God, nothing is too hard for you. You know all about it. You knew it was coming even before it came. Amen. I thank you that you have equipped your church with everything we need, Father God, to come against it in the name of Jesus. We're not going to win them all, but we can win some. So help us, Father God, hallelujah, to not be in that place where we just give up hope. Help us not to be in that place, God, where we can just accept everything that's going on. Because, God, I believe that prayer can change all things. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus, as we gather together tonight, Father God, one, hallelujah, can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000. And with all of us together, I believe that demons everywhere is streaming and getting up out of the way and coming out of the lives, God, of those that they have held in bondage for such a long time. I'm thanking you for salvation. I'm thanking you, Father God, that we're going to come together and stand as one. And I thank you for your church. Because your church will prevail, and even the gates of hell shall not be able to come against it. It shall not destroy it, God. So help us to know, regardless of what we see, regardless of what's going on, there's a change happening every time we come together and pray. Things are being moved. Yokes are being destroyed. People are being saved. So help us continue to pray and know that we walk in power and authority because you gave us the keys to the kingdom, God. Those keys are not carnal but mighty for the pulling down a stronghold. Help us to use the keys, God, that you give us to open up those prison doors. Help us to use the keys, God, that you give us to take back over this land in Jesus' name. God, we thank you tonight for every person, because, God, these things mean business. These ain't no pray things that's on this line. They mean business, and they pray without ceasing. But most of all, they know who they are in you. They know who they are, Father God. And I ask that every prayer that go up tonight, that not one word, God, will fall to the ground without prospering what it's sent out to do. Because you sent your word to heal us. You sent your word, God, to renew us. You sent your word to restore us, to save us. So, God, we are thanking you for that word tonight. And I come in agreement with every prayer that will come forth tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for their boldness. I thank you for their faithfulness. I thank you, Father God, that they are the head and not the tail, above only God and never beneath. And I thank you that every need they have is met in you. I thank you that they are healed, whole, and delivered by your power. And so I bless them now, and I thank you for each one. To God be the glory. We glorify you, and we thank you, God, for that perfect gift, that gift when you gave us your son, and he gave us life, that we might have life and have it abundantly. And it's all in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God. Praise God. Brother Black, are you there? Praise the Lord. Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me, Lord Jesus. Thank you for touching my voice, my throat, Lord God. Thank you for being a healer and a provider, Lord Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, cast all our cares on you. And we all come today, Lord, casting all cares, because we know that you are a God that answers prayers. We know that your promises tell us if we pray. Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace, Heavenly Father, binding up the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. It has no dominion and no authority in our body. We bind him up right now and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Lord God, your promise, he said, if we pray. So, Lord, we know that prayer is the key for everything. No matter what it looks like, no matter what they say, prayer is the key. Can bring down anything. Just help us to stand strong, Father God, and to know that your prayer, when you said pray, prayer is what keep us going. Because our forefather cry out to you, Lord God. They call on the name of Jesus. And Father God, we know you answer, Lord God, just like you answer our prayers, Heavenly Father. You said cast every cares on you, Lord God. Father God, you are the only way for us, Heavenly Father. Help us to be bold soldiers and to stand strong on your promises, regardless what's going on in this world. Help us to remember who we are in Christ Jesus, and knowing that your word is what takes us higher and higher, Lord. If we believe, we stand faithful. Help us, Lord God, to know how to walk this journey and to hold on to your word, Lord God. We have no other way, Heavenly Father. You are the way, the truth, and the light. Your promises tell us, Father God, nothing is too hard for you to do. So, Lord, we know that no matter how hard it looks, no matter what the enemy come against us with, we know that we have a deliverer. And we call upon the name of Jesus, Jesus, for you are the only way for us, Heavenly Father. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord God. Lord, we know that your word give us all the answer, because you said in your word, if we pray, you said in your word, if we call on you, you said in the word, ask. So, Lord, there is nothing that we cannot come before you with. So we know, Heavenly Father, that without you, we are lost. There is nothing we can do without you. So we come today, Father God, casting every cares on you, Lord God, and standing boldly in the throne of grace, claiming victory because you gave us victory, Heavenly Father. Because one thing we remember, Lord, that your word said there is no failure in God. If you said it, Lord, we believe it. Help us to walk in that authority wherever we are, Lord God. Lord, you gave us power to bind the works of the enemy here on earth. And Lord, I come against him with the power of the word of God, that he has no dominion in my voice. He has no authority in my life. And Lord God, I thank you for grace and mercy in my life. I thank you for being the Lord of my life, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being a deliverer, a provider, and a healer, Lord God, because you are all things to us, Father God. We thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Heavenly Father, because if not been for you, Lord God, where would they be? Oh, Lord God, thank you for taking care of us. Every day we wake up and open our eyes, we know that you is with us, Father God. And, Lord, we thank you for taking care of our grands and our great-grands, Heavenly Father. Help them to stand strong and to remember what they was taught, Lord God. To call on the name of Jesus wherever they are. Because, Lord, you are the only way for us, our Lord God. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God. Help us to know that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, you said in your word, love one another. Oh, Father God, help us to operate in that sincere love, Lord God. That agape love that let nothing cast it down. Stand faithful on that love, knowing that you are a God that if you said it, it shall come forth. No matter what the enemy come against us with, he shall not have authority. No authority in our life. Lord God, give us the strength to keep on pushing on, Lord God. Because, Lord, we know that you are the only way for us. We serve no other God but the living God. The great I am is who we serve, Lord God. And Lord, we know that nothing is impossible for you to do. So Lord, we bind the works of the enemy right now. Whatever file he throw, we bind it up because it has no authority over a child of God. And Lord, we thank you for keeping us, Lord. We thank you for taking away disease and sickness from the midst of us, our Lord God. We thank you for giving us the strength to go on in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that when we wake up in the morning, we know that our Father watches and brings us through the night. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for the youth out there, Lord God. So much thing is going on with the young people, Lord God. But, Lord, we praying for them, Heavenly Father, that they will remember that it's only Jesus can bring them through the storm. That they will remember that you are the only way, Lord God, and help them, Father God, to stand strong and believe on your word, Lord God, because you're the only protector they have, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over them as we pray daily for them, Lord God. We know, Lord, that your word said pray for one another.
We pray for our brothers and sisters overseas, Lord God, those we know, those we don't know. We pray, Lord, that you continue to strengthen them, that they continue to stand boldly and cry out to you, Heavenly Father, because Jesus is the only way for each and every one of us. Oh, Father God, help us to stand faithful. Help us to be soldiers and bold soldiers that when we stand, we let nothing move us. Oh, Father God, I thank you today, Lord. I thank you for strengthening me day by day, Lord God. I thank you for letting me keep on pushing on in the name of Jesus, because there is no other way, Lord God. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Without you, we have nothing. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for watching over us daily, Lord God. We pray for the prayer line every day, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. You know whatever our need is, Lord. We claim it's met in the name of Jesus. We bind up any sickness, any hate, any disease that come against us. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. We bind up any sickness that come against any one of us. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father, your word tells us, ask. There's no sickness that you cannot cure. There's no disease that you cannot move out. So, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy in each and every one of our life, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. We pray for those that is in authority, oh God, help them to make right choices, Lord God, so we might be able to live a quiet life, Lord God. Father, your promises is what we're standing on. Continue to help Brother Black, Lord God. Only you know, Lord, because only you know the heart of the children of man. All we can do is pray for our brothers and our sisters, and in love and sincerely. Lord, thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for keeping the prayer line going, Lord God. Father, we don't know no other way but just cast all our cares on you, Heavenly Father, because we believe you are the only way for us. There is nothing too hard for you to do. So we bring everything before you, Lord God, because we know your words have come boldly to the throne of grace. And Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for continually keep our heads around our sons and daughters, Lord. It's only you can do it, Father God. And Lord, we bind up the works of the enemy that try to come against them. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We claim victory in their life, Lord God. We claim they are overcomers. They are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you gave us the victory, Lord. You paid the price for us. There is no other Savior but you, Lord. And, Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. Because you are the only way for us, Father God. We pray for pastors, Lord. Your pastors, Lord God. We pray that they continue to stand strong in the name of Jesus. Regardless of what the enemy bring against them, stand strong in the name of Jesus. Knowing that they are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. Because without you, Lord God, nothing. We have nothing. But with you, Lord God, all things is possible. Because your word said it, Lord God. Pray for those that is authority. So we pray for our pastors, Lord. We ask you to strengthen them more and more every day, Lord God. We bind up any sickness and aches and pain that come against the body. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. Glory to your name. Because you are the only healer, Lord God. Nothing is too hard for you to do, and nothing is too hard deep down that you cannot bring up, Lord God. Sickness and disease shall not have dominion in the bodies. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Thank you for grace and mercy in each and every one of our life, Lord. For without you, Lord, we have nothing. And Lord, we love you and we praise you. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Bless your name. And, Father, we do thank you for Mother praying. And thank you, Lord, for touching her throat.
And even with this calling and everything that's going on out here and attacks on people that even haven't had the problem before, will you touch your servant? Thank you for you persisting and pursuing to pray and intercede. And thank you for her heart touching, Brother Black, because I was thinking about it too. Every time I opened the line, there was no answer. But we ask you, Lord God, to bless, and we pray before the night. So the line will be open on his side in the name of Jesus for whatever's going on. We bless you now, and we give God glory in Jesus' name. Father, we pray now, have your way. We're going to ask Mother McCormick, and then Pastor Sims, and then Minister Johnny May, Elder, and I see Mother Willett using her other number tonight. So, and then Evangelist Willett, Mother, in that order. Praise God. So,
praise
Mother
God.
McCormick.
Praise God. Thank God. Just thank God tonight for each and every one that have already prayed. We touch and agree with each and every one of you on tonight. We give glory and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we just want to give thanks to him because he is the author and the finisher of my faith. And Father, I come tonight, Lord, asking you to forgive me for every sin and fault that I have said or done. And God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God, for a day that I never seen before. I want to thank you, Lord God, for my life, my health, my strength. I want to thank you for just making a way, God, when I can't see my way. I want to thank you, Lord God, for just how you just give me the strength to get up out of the bed this morning. I was able to walk. I was able, Lord God, to talk. I was able to see. I was able, Lord God, to have an ear to hear. I was able to open up my mouth and talk. I was able, Lord God, to smell, God. I just thank you, Lord God, for all of those things, Lord God, because those are some precious things, Lord God, that you have put in our senses, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord. I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. I realize, Heavenly Father God, if it had not been for you, I don't know where I'd be today. But I know, God, that you look beyond my fault. You saw my knees one day. You saw that I needed you. You saw that I was going down, and you saw that I need that touch. I need that change in my heart, in my mind, and I'm so glad about it on today, God. I'm so glad that you look beyond me, Lord God, and saw my faults, and you forgive me for all my sins, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, for your people. I pray that you'll continue, Lord God, to look down on mankind everywhere because there's so much, like our sister already said, there are so many things are happening, so many things are going on in the world today. But we know, God, that you is a God that sits high, a God that sees, a God that knows everything. And we just give it all to you, Lord God, because you told us to, Lord God. You told us in the word of God, Lord God. You told us in Corinthians, Lord God. You told us, God, in Corinthians 10 and 4. You said, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. And we realize, God, there's some strongholds that need to be pulled down in different areas and how the enemy tried to come and attack us. We're different situation and things, but I'm so glad on tonight, Lord God, that we learned, that I am learning how to learn how to bind that devil up and plead the blood on him in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, because we know it's the word of God that's going to help us to go through. We realize the Bible said heaven and earth will pass away, but this word is going to stand. So I realize, God, if we go through trials and tribulations, it's going to take the word of God to bring us out and to bring us through a situation that we are going through. So I'm so grateful on tonight, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord, to give us that wisdom, give us that knowledge, that revelation, that understanding of the word, that we can understand what the word of God said, that our light, our eyes would be enlightened in your word, that we would know the difference between good and bad, that we won't get it all mixed up in different ways. So, God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God, because you're so merciful, you're so good, because you sent your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that we all could be saved. You said for John 3:16, for God so loved the world, you loved the world that you gave your only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So I'm so glad tonight, Lord God, that you sent your son Jesus in this world, not to condemn the world, but through him that we can all be saved. We can be saved if we want to. So God, I'm so grateful, Lord God, and I ask you to look down on people, Lord God. Look down on the school system. Look on the kids, Lord God, because the children are showing up. They're going through situation, Lord God. They are going through problem where they don't sometimes don't know how to talk to no one about it. And they're going through things that they are holding in their hearts, in their mind, and they don't know how to explain it. They don't know how to let nobody know what they are going through. And I know that my granddaughter have talked to me about some stuff, and I just pray, Lord, the best that I know how. I just pray that God, that you, Lord God, I know that in your time that you want to work out the situation for the situation for these kids and for other ones that's going through. And I bind up that devil. I bind that spirit up that's going in the school, going in the school in different ways, Lord God, how it goes in different ways of doing crazy and doing things that it shouldn't be doing. And so, God, I ask you, Lord God, according to your word, God, to have mercy on us all, because we need you, Lord. We need you in a day and time like this. We cannot make it down on this land without you. We cannot do anything, but we know, God, that your word is the only thing that's going to bring us out. So, therefore, we thank you for you giving us that authority that we can speak it and not just help, just say it, but mean what we say and just not just be talking with our lips, but mean it from the depths of our heart, that we can stand firm and we can call on the name of Jesus, because we know there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord God, for knowing that Jesus is the author and the finish of my faith on tonight. So I just thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, because you told us, God, to call upon, you said, call upon me in a day of trouble, and I will deliver you. And you shall be glorified. You shall glorify me. So help us, Lord God, when we're going through our trouble, when we're going through our situation. In Psalm 15 and 15, when it says for us to glorify, we can glorify you as we go through different situations in our life. And you will deliver us out of the trouble. You will deliver us out of the different things that we're going through. We can call on you. And when problems and situations come in our life, we can call on the name of Jesus. We can't get to nobody else. We can't get to another human. We can't get to another person, but we can call on the name of Jesus, because there is power in the name, and there's healing, and there is deliver in the name. So we thank you for the name of Jesus, because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. He said it. He said the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous running there are safe. So, God, we can be saved. We can be saved under the hands of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord God, because Psalm 91 and 1 said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So we're so glad. I'm so glad that I know that. There was times in our life I didn't understand a lot of things because of the way I didn't know what the word of God said. And so, therefore, Lord, we have to learn how to pick up the word and not just pick that word up, but get that word, hide that word in our heart that we won't sin against you. So I thank you, Heavenly Father. I praise you. I give glory and honor, and I pray for people. I pray for those that's out there struggling and trying to make it, trying to go through different problems and situations. I pray for those that the leaders of this country. I pray for the president. I pray for vice president. I pray, Lord God, that you touch them all. I pray, Lord, for families and people that's in homes and those that have lost their home with a tornado have went through, Lord God, how the things have happened so quick. And, Lord God, I pray, Lord, for that situation, because that's just when Jesus is going to come quick. He's going to come quick. So, God, we got to be ready. We can't be a getting ready. We got to be ready when the time comes. So help us, Lord God. Help us. We need you, Lord God. I don't know nobody else to call them but you. I don't know nobody else to tell my problems to but you. But I pray, and I pray, and I say, Lord, have mercy, 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 God. Help us, God. Help us to hold on. Help us to keep the faith. Help us to keep believing in your word, that your word is the only thing that's going to bring us out victorious. Your word is the only thing that's going to help us to stand and stand firm. So, God, I pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ as a whole. I pray, Lord God, for people that travel up and down the highway at times, when sometimes they're driving and people get upset because you're driving and so some kind of way. But God, shield us all when we leave our home, even when we're in our home. Shield us and protect us, Lord God. Cover us with your blood. Help us, Lord God, to keep the mind to pray and to believe in you, Lord God, and trust you that you're going to see us through the situation. You said in your word, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So God, help us to trust you, Lord. Help, like Mother said, trust you when we can't trust you. So help us, Lord God, to trust you and rely on your word, rely on you for helping us to go forward, to make it in these days and time, Lord God. We love you today, God. We bind these spirits up. We bind every foul demon, everything that ain't right, we bind it. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy, because we know, God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So we don't have to get up and feeling down and out. We can be rejoicing in the Lord and our salvation, because this is the day. This is another day that you have given us. And you told us in the word in Matthew 6:33, you said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to our life. So help us, Lord God, to seek you first. Help us to learn how to put you first in our life, even though sometimes we might miss it. But help us to learn to just get it and do it again. When we miss it, we can start all over again. It's nothing wrong to start all over again. So, God, help us to learn how to do these things. Help us to learn how to cast all our cares, not some of our cares, but all our cares on you, because you care for us. So we praise you on tonight, Lord. We pray for the whole world of people, Lord. Not calling everybody's name out tonight, Lord God, but you know each and every one of our hearts. And you know those hearts that is heavy later. You know those that's heavy and those that's going through problems. You know each and every one of them, Lord God. I pray that you'll look down on them, Father. I pray that you'll look on the sick and afflicted everywhere. Go into the hospital. Go into the nursing home. Touch them all, Lord God. Go into homes where people are in their own homes and they're sick, Lord God. Have mercy on us, God. We need you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. You said, let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season, we'll reap if we faint not. So help us not to faint. Help us to keep the faith. Help us to keep holding on and waiting on you, Lord. Because we know, God, that you's already working it out behind the scenes. We can't see it. We don't know how it's going to be worked out. But we know, God, that you're doing it for us. So if we can just hold on a little while longer, we know God is going to work it out. We know God is doing some things. He's working some things out, because he said in Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So help us to keep our focus. Be encouraged, saints. Keep your focus on him. He won't see you. He won't let you down. He will see you through it. Just hold on a little while longer, and he'll come and see about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do come before you tonight, lifting up your name, because you're the high and mighty ruler of the universe, Father. And Father, before we start into this prayer in a big way, we do recognize Pastor BJ, the head of this prayer line, and every soul, every saint that's on this line, Father, that has come on this line, whether they're praying or not, but all of these mighty prayer warriors, we do thank you for them. And we thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to come on and lift up your name. We just praise you and we give you honor. We give you glory, Lord, because you are the answer. Whatever the question is, you are the answer. And we come before you tonight, Lord, confessing our many sins and our faults, even those things that we didn't know that we did that was not like you, Father. Make us aware of our sins and show us ourselves. Show us our good parts and our parts that's not so good, the things that need improvement on, Father. We ask that you show it to us, that we would be a vessel that you could use, Lord. Because one, when you add on sin to sin, you get lost and you get in your way and you can't find your way back. So if we would handle them one at a time before we get all involved in whatever it is, Lord, you know. And we ask that you stretch out your mighty hand. And we know nobody's perfect. They tell us that all the time. Nobody's perfect. but you said that we could be holy. You said holiness without. No man could see the Lord. And, Father, we just give you great praise and thank you for all of your mighty works, all the things that you have done, are doing, and will do in our lives. Father, we realize that we're living in a time when evil is run amok, satanic activities all over the world, everywhere you turn, and things rising up against people, mankind, Father. Even the animals get into it, and they act crazy. Sometimes you see the demon-possessed animals and all these things. But, Father, we know that we have the answer. If we believe in your word and your word says that it's nothing too hard for you, nothing too hard for you, nothing is too hard for you, even though it may look like, but the word says, and the word is true. If we latch on to it and hold on to it, we just won't let it go, no matter how it feels or how it looks, if we could keep the faith, because your word is true, and you can't lie. And, Father, we just give you honor and glory for every opportunity that we have, that we can share the word of God with somebody, whether we know, whether we think they're listening or not. You say your word would not return to you void, but we do that which you set it out to do, Lord. So we lift you up, and we ask you, Father, to bless mankind everywhere, young and old, boys and girls, men and women, whatever your race, whatever your creed, whatever your religion, and those that are not serving the true and living God, Father, we ask to bring it to the front, to their face, that they will realize that Jesus Christ is Lord. To God the Father, we give praise for the blessing of Jesus in our lives. And, Father, we pray for the homeless. We pray for the sick and shut in everywhere. Father, we pray for the elderly. We pray for the abused people. There's so many things that we cannot pray for, but a lot of the warriors have already touched. So, Father, we ask you, if there's anything that we need to pray for, Father, bring it to our mind, that we'll be in unison and we'll pray for these things over and over and over, because we do know that when you pray, you say the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And, Father, we ask you to help us to be these ones that can make a difference in the world by our prayers. You might not think it's so great, but prayer is a wonderful thing, and prayer will bring you through so many things that you never thought you could have come through. So tonight, Lord, we want to say again, we thank you, we love you, we give you praise, we honor you, Lord, because you are a high and mighty ruler of the universe. And we know that, and we believe that, and we hold on to that. And we come before you right now, Lord. We ask these blessings in the strong and mighty name of Jesus. I say amen, amen, and amen. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise your name. Lord, we glorify your holy name, Lord God. Yes. Oh, God, we reverence you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. And, oh, God, we give you thanks, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank and praise you for each and every activity of our limbs, Lord God. Oh, God, we just honor you, hallelujah, for being able to praise your name, to give you the glory, hallelujah, that's due your holy name. Lord, we just reverence your presence in our lives, reverence your presence upon this earth. Lord, we just thank and praise you for loving us in the name of Jesus. Thank you for so loving us that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And God, we just thank and praise you for that, Lord God. We thank and praise you, hallelujah, for loving us, Lord God, for caring for us. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to give us that same love. Allow us to show it. We're supposed to have it. But, oh, God, help us to show the love and to spread the love of God in the name of Jesus. You know, Father God, open the eyes of men that they'll see the love of Christ in us. Hallelujah, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, you told us in your word, hallelujah, we're supposed to draw as Christ drew, that same love that he drew us with, Lord God. Help us to draw others with that same love. In the name of Jesus, you said with loving kindness he drew us. So, oh, God, help us to draw others to you with that same loving kindness. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank and praise you for the peaceful and the good thoughts that you have toward us, thoughts of good and not evil. We just thank and praise you for knowing our future, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you, God, for each and every prayer that have gone up, and, oh, God, we come in agreement with them all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we come asking you, hallelujah, to help us to stand still and to know that you are God, Lord God. Help us not to be moved by circumstances, situations, nothing, Lord God, but your word, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're yet praying, hallelujah, for those in tornadoes, way, hallelujah, those that have lost loved ones, lost their homes and everything, Lord God. We hope and pray that they are grateful that they didn't lose their life, Lord God. Help them to realize it's time to get it right with you each and every day, hallelujah, not just one time a day. So, Lord God, we stand now saying forgive us for anything that we've said or done, any sin that we've committed. Father God, we ask you to forgive us and deliver us, God, even if it means delivering us from our own self, Lord God. Deliver us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for being our strength in the name of Jesus. Because your name, you told us your name is a strong tower where we can run into your name, hallelujah. Thank you that we can call on your name and we are safe. We can call on the name of Jesus and we are saved. You said whosoever will call. So, Father, we pray that mankind will begin to call on the name of Jesus for salvation all over this world in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And help us that are righteous continue to run into the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we pray for every nation of people, every tongue. We speak in salvation in the earth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are yet praying for those even in flood zones and where floods are over in California, Lord God. Hallelujah. Flood and snow as well, Lord God. Oh, God, open the eyes of those that are blind, hallelujah, that they'll see, hallelujah, the sign of the times, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God, help us all to pray more, God, as we see the days drawing nigh. And, Lord God, we yet praying, hallelujah, for our leaders, spiritual leaders as well as natural leaders. Father, we pray for our spiritual leaders, hallelujah, Lord God. We pray a shield of protection around them, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives, how you're yet using them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we lift up their arms in prayer, hallelujah, Lord God, in strength, Lord God. Oh, God, hallelujah, because you told us in the word, if possible, the devil would fool the very elect. So, Father God, we're praying for our spiritual leaders, Lord God, those that are looking out for our souls, our very souls. Father God, we're also praying for our natural leaders, the governor, the president, the kings, and the officials in every nation, Lord God, the good and the evil. We're praying for Putin. We're praying for the leader of China. We're praying for our very own leader, hallelujah, Biden, and all the leaders of the world, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray that they are united in the name of Jesus. Come together and unite in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're praying for the evil leaders, Lord God. As my apostle always says, Lord God, you can pull one down and put another one up. So, Father God, we're praying, hallelujah, that you do what you do in the name of Jesus. We're praying for those in the war zone still, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank and praise you, hallelujah, for their great faith to continue to fight. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray that they'll continue to fight on, even in their faith, Father God, that they'll continue to stand strong in their faith in you, Lord God. We thank and praise you for the faith that they have in you, Father God. Oh, God, we just honor you today for all things, Lord God. We just honor you for how you're yet keeping us, Lord God. Oh, Father, we're praying for those that are going through with anxiety attacks and all manner of things that the enemy is trying to put in their thoughts and in their way to keep them from getting to you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, for how you're speaking to people, our young people, Lord God. Continue to use them, continue to speak to them, and do what you do with them, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank and praise you, Lord God, for how they are yielding to your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, continue to keep them, Lord God. We pray in hallelujah for those that are walking in fear, Father God. We bind up the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God, we realize that fear is only appearing to be real. But, Lord God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, for those that are saying their fear, for that they'll step out in faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying for those that are stressed out over situations, not knowing where their rent is coming from, not knowing where their next meal is coming from. Oh, Father, you told us to cast our cares on you. Father, we pray that they'll put it in your hands and leave it there in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we're praying even for our young people that are being tempted to do all manner of evil, all manner of those that are going in stores and robbing in broad daylight, robbing and taking things that they didn't work for just because they feel like they can get away with it. But, oh, God, open up their understanding and let them realize they have a God that they will have, there is a God that they will have to answer to in the name of Jesus, Father God. And, oh, Lord God, we're yet praying for those, hallelujah, that are straddling the fence, don't know whether they want to serve you or not, or want to serve you today and do their thing tomorrow, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. The Bible says the day you hear, they hear your voice, they'll choose. So, Father God, we pray that they'll hear your voice and make up their minds to serve you and serve you with gladness in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're praying for those, hallelujah, that have lost loved ones, that have lost their hope in you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help them to hold on to hope, even if it's nothing but a single thread of hope, Father God. Help them to hold on to you. Help them to hold on by faith in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we speak healing over all those that are going through, Lord God, in their bodies, in their minds, in their physical, in their whatever they're going through. Father, we speak healing to our mind, spirit, and soul in the name of Jesus. Lord God, just have mercy on us all in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank and praise you this day for all things, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, we're praying for those that are depressed today. Hallelujah, Lord God. The children that are going through depression and worrying about their parents that's not doing right. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for all the adult children that have children. We're praying for grandparents, hallelujah, Lord God, that are raising grandchildren, Lord God. Strengthen the family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We know the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But, Father God, we thank you that we're standing on your word. Hallelujah. You come that we might have life and life more abundantly. So, Father God, we thank you for families, Lord God. We ask you to strengthen the husbands as the head that you created them to be, Lord God. We pray that husbands will take their stands in the home and govern the home according to the will of God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the children. Hallelujah. Lord God, the mothers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for grandparents, aunties, uncles, Lord God. Hallelujah. And, oh, God, most of all, God, we pray, hallelujah, that parents will go back to the way of training up children according to the word of God. Hallelujah. You said train up a child in the way that they should go. Oh, Father God, help these young people that's having babies, hallelujah, to train up their children in the way that they should go. Hallelujah. So when they're old, they will not depart. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank and praise you. Hallelujah. For even those that are growing up in single parent homes and those that may never have met their father or never met their mother but was raised up by whatever means, Lord God, we and may have anger against that person. Father God, give them peace. You let them know that you are the Father. Father, I saw a story of the little boy that mother left him in the marketplace, and he was, thank God, he was taken to an orphan and was raised up in your admonition, Lord God, and is given back to his community. Father God, we just thank and praise you for what you're doing, Lord God, in the earth. Father God, we pray for those, for the believers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and those that are have unbelief, God. Hallelujah. We pray like the man in the word says, Lord, heal my unbelief. Heal our unbelief, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we pray that you give us all godly wisdom. Hallelujah, Lord God. You said, he who is wise wins souls. Oh, God, it's a day and age that we need to win every soul we can, Lord God. So, Father God, we ask you to give us the wisdom of God that we'll win souls for you, for the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank and praise you for all things this day. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for this prayer line and every prayer line. Father, we pray for prayer warriors all over the land every hour, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bind up the spirit of weariness, Lord God. Hallelujah, because you told us not to be weary and well do well, not to be weary, because in due season we'll reap if we faint not. So we're praying for that prayer warrior that might be weary, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And, oh, God, we thank and praise you that we can pray no matter what, God. In the name of Jesus, God, give us the ability, give us the desire to want to pray always, as the Bible tells us men should pray always. So, Father God, help us to stay in prayer, hallelujah, about everything in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help us to stay on our knees, stay in your faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we pray for pastors this day, Lord God. Continue to keep their hearts, God, in peace, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep their minds and their spirits open, hallelujah, that they'll hear from you. We bind up everything that tries to clog their thoughts and their pattern of communing with you, Lord God, that they'll be able to hear and obey your every word, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. We pray protection over our leaders, God, from the evil one, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just thank and praise you this day, Lord God. And, oh, God, we pray for the body of Christ as a whole. God, continue to strengthen the body. When we look around, Lord God, hallelujah, some churches, even on Sundays, Lord God, they're fading away. The parking lots are empty, Lord God, but the grocery stores, I'm just going to say Walmart parking lot is full. Not saying that all Christians are there, but, oh, Father God, we pray, hallelujah. But for whatever reason that there's a falling away from the church, Lord God, we pray that the strength of the body of Christ will come back. So, Father, we pray for the body of Christ as a whole, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let the body come together, hallelujah. United we stand, but divided we fall. So, Father, we pray in unity in the body of Christ today, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to have your way in the body of Christ this day, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, we thank and praise you for the Holy Spirit today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the Holy Spirit will breathe down new life in our churches, in our community of faith, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank and praise you for prayers going up for revival today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, for the visitation of the Holy Spirit that's being spread throughout the land today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we believe in you that it's coming our way, coming this way, Lord God. And, oh, God, we realize it starts from the inside. So, Father God, help us to stir up the gifts that are in us, even, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that it'll produce a change in us, Lord God. Because, Father God, we need reviving this day, Lord God. Revive our spirit, our minds, God, our hearts, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. And, God, we thank and praise you that we don't get weary in well-doing, Lord God, but we'll continue to fight on, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank and praise you. Hallelujah, because you told us to work while it's day, for night is coming and no man can work. So, Father God, help us to continue to pray, continue to fast, continue to seek your face, continue to spread the word, Lord God. God, give those of us that are not doing what we should do, help us to spread your word more, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank and praise you for this day and all the prayers that have gone up. Father God, we pray many blessings over the leader of this prayer line, God, each and everyone that's on this prayer line, Father God. And, oh, Father God, we're speaking longevity over the lives on this line. Father God, we just plead the blood of Psalms 91 over our lives today, Lord God. We thank you that we dwell in the secret place, hallelujah, of the Most High God. We thank and praise you for protecting us, God, hallelujah, from all manner of evil. Oh, God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for keeping us, leading us, guiding us. Thank you for giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank praise God. The Lord, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. First of all, Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for being so good to us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you yet sit on the throne. You see every situation, every circumstance. There's no one, Lord God, that you're not aware of, and no situation that you're not aware of. Thank you, Lord God, that you are sovereign and you yet rule. Thank you, Lord God, you're still in charge of our lives. Glory be to God. And I pray that we willingly, Lord God, surrender our way, our will, Lord God, to you, Lord God, and your divine will be done in all of our lives. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of the Father. Thank you so much for loving us so much. Thank you for this, hallelujah, celebration of Resurrection Sunday that's coming up, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I praise you for the blood sacrifice that you made so that we wouldn't be on earth and just be here. But, God, you gave us a purpose for being here. And you gave us, Lord God, hallelujah, a right to become a member of the body of Christ because of Jesus' shed blood and resurrection power. Glory be to God. So I thank you, Father God, that his death was not in vain. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, to as many as receive you, to them can become the children of God. Glory be to God. Thank you that we are the children of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for these prayer warriors, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for the prayer, Lord God, director, in the name of Jesus, Minister BJ, Lord God, for yet holding up the post, Lord God, and keeping the line open, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And I thank you for the power of your word. Glory be to God. I thank you what you said in your word in James, praise God. Hallelujah, the 5th chapter, verse 16, that says, confess your trespasses to one another. Hallelujah, and pray for one another that you may be healed. And you said the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Glory be to God. So I thank you, Lord God. Yes, you've taught us to always pray because there is so much to pray about. But God, I thank you that, hallelujah, because you are just who you say you are, you already know our hearts, Lord God. Hallelujah. It's impossible for us to list every situation. But God, you can see our hearts and you know what's on our hearts. My heart is that those that are lost are saved. Those, Lord God, that have not yet come and surrendered their lives to you, we're, Lord God, concerned about them. We're praying for those, Lord God, that may be sick and shut in, those that may be in hospital. Some may have had surgeries, Lord God, and they're trying to recover, but their bodies is so racked in pain, the doctors have to keep them sedated to keep them from going into a frenzy. God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who've had surgeries or those who may have to have surgeries, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that may be weak this evening in the name of Jesus because they've been so racked with pain they can't even turn the left to the right. There's always pain. We plead the blood of Jesus against, Lord God, the demon of infirmity in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you see every situation. Lord God, you know, Lord God, about the kidneys. You know about the hearts. You know about the livers, Lord God, and we're praying against them aneurysms, those heart attacks, those strokes. In Christ Jesus' name, against, Lord God, the incontinence, Lord God, the circulation disorder, Lord God, whatever it is, we pray, oh God, that you will deliver those, Lord God, that are going week after week, Lord God, for cancer treatments, or maybe, Lord God, they're going and getting their blood infused because of that, kidney issues, Lord God, that dialysis in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just pray right now in Christ Jesus that you see the situation. You know the circumstance. You know about the one that's been in the car accident. And God, is only by your grace and mercy and supernatural miracle working healing power that the person got up and walked away. But they yet, Lord God, going through challenges, one medical issue after the other. We know that you see, Lord God, and we know that, Lord God, that every person that's going through this evening. Hallelujah. We're not going through on our own, glory be to God. And you said in Isaiah 41, praise God, and 10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. I will help you, and I will uphold you with the righteousness of my right hand. And then, glory be to God, Isaiah 43 and verse 1 through 4, praise God. We can study that, praise God, of what to do when you're going through. But I thank you, Lord God, that thy word is truth this evening. You are, hallelujah, the I am that I am. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our helper on tonight. Yes, you are our preserver, Lord God. Hallelujah, our sustainer. I thank you, Lord God. I put me in remembrance of telling my friend years ago that a person may be born with a hole in their heart, but you're the God that know how to sustain, preserve, and keep them alive. Glory be to God. And some may be still here because you are the I am that I am. You are God, and you do what you say. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you this evening. I ask you, Lord God, to have mercy upon us. Forgive us for any sins, Lord God, any shortcomings, Lord God. any things, Lord God, that I've been slacking in. Have mercy on me. And I pray that your divine Holy Spirit will keep me on track. Help us to keep seeking ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and to seek to hear from you, Lord God. What is it that I need to do? I said on Sunday, Lord God, what more can I say to get people to come to the Lord? Lord, have mercy, Lord God. It might not mean that they're going to get to live in the mansion, Lord God, on this side, but Lord God, we pray that they will learn to come to you while it is yet day in Christ Jesus' name. But we pray, Lord God, for every person. I touch and agree with the prayers that have already gone forward, Lord God. So many need help. And I ask you this evening, Lord God, to let, hallelujah, Lord God, your mercy, Lord God, be given, Lord God. Your grace, I thought about the song, your grace and mercy, Lord God. Your grace and mercy is what's keeping us, glory be to God. And you are yet, hallelujah, will do what you say. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're teaching us in the power of your word. I thank you, Lord God. You said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. With your stripes we are healed, glory be to God. And it's in the scripture. Y'all have heard it over and over again. I ask you, Lord God, this evening, according to the prayer that I like so much, praise God, that's written down, glory be to God. I ask you to wash us, hallelujah, with the precious blood of Jesus, hallelujah. I ask you to destroy, dear God, and this is urgent, Lord God, any assignments, plans, or works, Lord God, that the enemy may have against any of your people. So many are going through, they can't even keep up with what's going on. God, you said when the enemy comes in with as a flood, you will lift a standard, and I pray that that standard is lifted against the wiles of the enemy in Christ Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord God, for putting me in remembrance of what you told Paul. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Paul responds, hallelujah, glory be to God. This is but a light affliction compared to the glory, hallelujah, that we'll encounter soon, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your anointing break and destroy the yoke of every bondage. So what bondage? What yoke? Lord God, the yoke of bondage of addictions and stronghold. So many people are out there strung out on this thing or that thing. I hear that it's meth there and they're messing with this drug or that drug. God, have mercy and deliver. People have no idea what they're getting entangled in when they pick up this stuff and begin to partake of it. God, open up blinded eyes and loose them that have been bound by this demon of deception in Christ Jesus' name. So I ask you, Father God, the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed word, let it break and destroy the yoke of every bondage, addiction, stronghold, immorality, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is that's getting in the way of your divine purpose, plan, and will for our lives. I pray that you give us liberty and freedom from every sickness, Lord God. Can't even name some of them. They don't even know what it is. The doctors are still trying to figure it out. They got something now, said in Mississippi, talking about some type of fungus and that it spreads, Lord God. But we pray the blood of Jesus against this, and we thank you, Lord God, that you've already let us know that Jesus has dealt with every sickness and every disease. I don't care what new name they come up with. Jesus has dealt with it according to Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He already carried our griefs. Hallelujah. He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows in the name of Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon Christ. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, for divine healing. I pray divine healing. I pray that anyone, I heard Sister Alexander mention about the allergies or the sinuses. God, I plead the blood of Jesus against, and we thank you that the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed word, Lord God, release supernatural miracle work and healing power. Touch that body that's had the surgery and heal, Lord God, those spasms that David was having in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, for those that are, Lord God, going through mental deception by the enemy, bipolar, schizophrenic, dementia, Lord God, Alzheimer's, whatever it is, Lord God, that's trying to keep people from being focused on what is good, what is right, what is loving. God, it's time for us to get it right. And if the body of Christ is not getting it right by showing kindness and having the agape love for one another. We need to stop playing tricks. Stop trying to smile in my face and try to act like you care about me, and you look at my sister and you snatch your head away from her. The devil is a liar. You better wake up. That is not godly. Father God, have mercy upon us and help us to cry loud and spare not. Speak out against this wrongdoing in Jesus' name. God, I thank you this evening. I bless you. I praise you. I honor you. I pray, God, that you continue to give us liberty and freedom from everything that try to get in the way of our getting to you and our, Lord God, helping others, Lord God, to get to you. So help us, Lord God. Let the hallelujah, the saturated gift of your holy anointing, Holy Spirit, be saturated in us so much so that when people meet us, they'll know something's different. And they'll ask, can you help me to get to where you are, to get to where Jesus is? And we have a rhema word to provide to them in Jesus' name. God, I thank you so much for what you're doing right now. I pray there's so many more, Lord God, that I can lift up. We pray for our families. Thank you for my daughter finally getting those teeth extracted, three of them surgically removed. God, I thank you that you meet every need. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And yes, that person that bust my wind out again, God, I pray that you give him what's righteous. It's a righteous thing for you, Lord God, to render tribulation to the ones that trouble us. So, God, you deal with that situation. If they're not going to repent and stop, then let them either, I don't want to say drop in a hole, but, Lord God, let them get put in jail real quick, fast, and in a hurry in the name of Jesus and stay there until they get the message. Lord God, I thank you so much, Lord God. I just love you. I thank you for your, Lord God, your help on this evening. I thank you for each person that's represented. I heard Sister Alexander mention Brother Black. I don't know what's all going on, but God, I know you see everything, and I pray to God that you'll turn it around. Just like when Joseph said, yeah, brothers, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. So, God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're teaching us, that when we're going through different trials or tribulations, suffering, pain, we're not just going through it for one reason. The enemy may mean it for bad, but God, you're producing something on the inside of us, and it's going to work out for our favor, and I thank you for it. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness and evil and darkness. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you, Lord God. I praise you this evening. I honor you, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that nothing, Lord God, take the focus off this great, Lord God, meeting that we're scheduled to have on Sunday by meeting with you and celebrating resurrection, Lord God. Jesus, of what he did and what he came back on the third day, glory be to God. And we appreciate that. And now we have a hope that not many. If you don't have Christ, you don't have the hope that we have. We know that our life belongs to God, and he's going to do what he says. We thank you. I heard it said this evening. I heard it said a number of times this weekend. Jesus, you're coming back. And no one knows the day or the hour. And, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that we can't be getting ready. Somebody called it. They rang the bell when the tornadoes come. You already got to be ready. Glory be to God. Jesus is coming back. We love you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that you will that which concerns us in the name of Jesus. We honor you this evening. We bless you. We praise you. I pray for these lovely people, Lord God. Bless them and meet their needs according to your riches and glory. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and I thank you that it's done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Power of his anointing through the prayer tonight. We give God glory. What an awesome God. Praise God. Brother Black, did you ever come on? Evidently, maybe somewhere or another. Might have been a sleep disorder tonight. I don't know what could have been, but his line stayed open, and I did call. So in the meantime, we just going to keep those prayers going on up for our brother and for everybody and all the prayers that already went up for all of us and for him. But in the meantime, is there any prayer requests? We thank God for that praise report. Glory to God for Mother Willette, for her daughter, that everything was successful for her surgery. So anyone have a prayer request, or if the prophet have something before the prayer request is taken?
I
do have something to say. Praise be to God. Father, I love you, praise you, and worship you. And I don't even know how to say this or what to say, but I just got to sort of say it. I, for the past three months or so, I've been confused because I've heard a heavenly song. I could be watching TV or whatever, and I hear this sound, and I'm hearing singing, y'all. I'm hearing it, and I turn off everything, and I'm hearing it, and I'm saying, God, what is this? I don't understand it. But I know that there's a change happening, y'all, in my spirit. And I'm praying all the time in my spirit. It's not necessarily that I'm on the line praying or I'm praying with somebody. But I'm changing in the inside. And God spoke to me today, and he said, you have entered a new day. We're in a new day. And I'm studying about Revelation and the day being as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. I don't have, all the pieces have not come together, but I do need to tell you that we have entered into a new dispensation of the Lord. It's different. Our thinking's going to be different. Our prayers are going to be different because we have entered, and I'm just into the last day. The last day, not days, day. We have entered into a new day. And because of that, everything speeded up. Everything speeded up. But I want to say to you tonight, be listening for a new sound. Be expecting to do things a little bit different. Because we're in a different day, y'all. We're in a different day. I don't understand what's going on. I don't even know what to say. And I haven't shared with anybody because I've been trying to figure it out in my mind what's going on. And God just spoke to me today and said, you have entered today. So I just want to say to all the saints, be prayerful and praying and know that we're in a new day. And even when it talks about in Revelation about the 1,000 days that Satan was put in prison, we have to know that 1,000 days is a day, y'all. Those 1,000 years is a day. And he is about to be released. We can tell because of all of this work and everything that's going on around us. So I want us all to be alert and listen, because things are going to be different. Don't expect to do things the same, because it's going to be different. Your life is going to be different. Your praise and worship is going to be different. Your prayers are going to be different because of this day that we've entered in. And I can't explain a lot of things because I don't know. But all I know is what I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying to me, that we have entered a new day. I mean, just look at how fast things are happening. It's like a week, and all of a sudden, 2 weeks has gone by. And it's just like, it's just Monday, and now it's Friday. Because of how the devil and evil has increased. And for God to get the body of Christ through all of this confusion and all of this mess, he has speeded up time. But we are in a new day, and I just want to share that with you. I haven't said anything because I didn't know what to say and still don't know. But all I know is that this is a great time for the body of Christ to shine like never before. Be alert and expect a change. Expect something different to happen.
And when it happened, know that it's God. Thank you.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. It is something for us to be aware of and to pray about and really seek the Lord, because a lot of the things that you just said, we look at the signs of times and the place that he's bringing us in, we should be, glory to God, evolving to new heights in him, but so many things that he's been expecting of us to even get closer to him, to be in tune with him. It is time and so forth like this that we need to be expecting, but we need to be yielded and open to hear him so we can move accordingly, because whatever we do for him, for the Lord, for the expect the last, we got to be tuned in like never before. But it is a fast pace, and so that means we got to get in the race and get tuned in with the Lord and be led by the Holy Spirit and not do things as business as usual and don't get so relaxed and nonchalant, because it's so, a lot of that's happening in the body when we look at the where the church is right now, even from the time of before the pandemic, when the pandemic came in that relaxed stage, and all the enemy is just really like sleeping, calling the body to really sleep. And it's time for an awakening, and we were expecting revival, but even in that, we got to be in anticipation of expectancy and be tuned in, you know, submission and obedience to him to even be a part of that and for to see the change. So whatever it is, and I believe he's going to give us more through you and whoever else got blessed in the midst of all of this, that we need to be seeking his face really like never before. It's, we've been saying it to a degree in certain things, but we got to know where we are right about now.
Amen.
Praise God. With that, we thank the prophet for it, and God, we ask you to bless and open up our understanding and clarity concerning these matters as you continue to bless her with the revelation knowledge, and bring us to that place that we understand and speak to our hearts and help us, give us an ear so we'd be open and tuned in to receive that whatever it is that you want to say to us and even concerning the things yet to come in Jesus' name. Anyone else have a praise report or prayer request?
Pastor, I do. I have a praise report and I have a couple of prayer requests. But the,
okay.
The first, the praise report is about my brother Alonzo, and I thank all of you for praying for him. He's in the rehab, which he'll be there for a while, and he was having trouble out of his younger roommate. He was trying to tell us that the man was bothering him, but his speech is not there. His mind is good, but his speech is not that clear. So he kept pointing and telling us, and he kept falling, and he got pneumonia on top of everything, and then a UTI, and just was going through so much stuff. And I don't know what the young man was in behind all of it, but I believe that your prayers, all of your prayers, protected him and kept him, and we were able to get him out of that room into another room. And we just were battling with everything, they steal his shoes, his clothes, or everything we take in that, and new stuff he never gets to wear because they steal it. And the nursing home says, send in a requisition and we'll, you know, put it on file. And if this comes up, so we've just been going through, but he is doing well. He looks good. And on the 16th of this month, if the Lord says so, he'll be 80 years old.
Wow.
Giving God the praise for him, because I do believe that your prayers have protected him from a lot of things that could have happened. So I give God the glory for that. And we look forward, if the Lord allows, to celebrate his 80th birthday with him on the 16th. That's Sunday after Easter. And I also have prayer requests. I have a little goddaughter that's graduated from college and was working on a master's and has seemingly gotten mixed up with a crowd that is not good for her. And I ask you all to please pray for her. And my grandson, David Alex, you all have prayed for him before. I ask you to continue to pray for little David, that he'll be get directions and be more focused. He has serious migraine headaches and things, but he just needs the Lord, which he knew him one time, but he hasn't been persistent in praying and staying close to him like he grew up, like I taught him as a child, and we're asking the Lord to bring him closer to him that he may do the works of the Father. And he's not in any trouble, not a bad boy. He works and he does all that, but his faith is not to the point that he really believes and depends on Jesus. And I ask you all to please pray for him and Jacoby, my goddaughter, and many, many thanks, because I just know that prayer works.
Praise God. Amen. Thank God for the praise support for Alonzo, and thank God that he did get moved from that room, and so all the all the conditions in his body has cleared up now.
They're better.
Okay.
They're better.
Okay then. All righty. And the last goddaughter you said was Jacoby. Okay. All right. We're going to get them all and pray for them. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Is that it? Praise God.
Can I just give a praise report?
Yes, Pastor.
You know, I've had everybody praying for my cousin who's in hospice, C.J. Jackson, had cancer for many years, and he's in hospice, and his desire was to get a high school diploma or the equivalency of one. And they had on Facebook where he got his diploma, and they were celebrating with him in hospice. And I just want to thank God for all of your prayers. His father has had a turnaround, and he has released him to Christ. And for him to get his heart desire before he leaves here, I think it was just so awesome.
Wow.
It was such a blessing. And that was his desire, is that he would be able to get his high school diploma. So I just want to thank everybody for the prayers. I saw his smile and haven't seen him smile like that in a long time. So I know that in the midst of everything that's going on, God is still God, and he's still good, and he's still answering prayers. So I want to thank each of you for praying for CJ and continue to keep him in your prayers during this time. Thank you.
And it's amazing. I'm telling you, I am just feeling overwhelmed, just taking God. And man has his time, but God has the last say-so. And look how long he's been over there in hospice. And then get this celebration of a heart desire. Now, this deserves God's glory and praise for all the praise reports, but it's just something else about this right here. That's amazing. Because it's been, what is it, how many months now? Has it been 2 months yet? Has he been there?
He's been there 2, going on 3.
Yes.
And still hanging in there.
Celebrate Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, he is awesome. I tell you, when God saves, it's over. Oh, and to be able to get, like you just said, his heart desire of getting his high school diploma before he even leaves this earth realm. And still, it is up to God. I tell you, and battling that thing for 9 years or more. Oh, my God, you're awesome. That's a praise report. So if there's no one else, Pastor, since you were still on the line, would you take that prayer request for Mother Sims, glory to God, for Alonzo?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we do honor you tonight, and we praise you. We thank you for who you are, God, and all that you do. we know that this man, Alonzo, God, he's always asking your protection, not only for him, but his family. He stood in the gap for others, Father God, and he knows you and he honors you, God, with his life. And because of that, Father God, we know that you're going to honor him, that you're going to watch over him and protect him. God, we thank you for that sound mind in him. Even though that body's trying to break down and go through all different changes, God, you promised that you would never leave nor forsake him. And God, we are believing right now, whoever this man is and whatever he's trying to do to him, that what he's doing in the darkness, God, is going to come to light. But we thank you, Father God, that he's not going to be able to torment your servant. He's not going to be able to steal from him and take for him. Because, Father, we know that he's in that place, and sometimes their voices are not heard. But we are praying, God, that you uncover everything that's going on in that is done in the darkness. Even his clothes, Father God, they're going to have to bring that stuff back, and they're going to have to stop stealing from him in the name of Jesus. And, Father, most of all, we're thanking you for his healing, God, because we know that you're able to do all things there. So we are praying that body gets stronger and stronger every day. We come against every sickness and disease that have come against his body in Jesus' name, because by your stripes he is healed and he is whole. And we're going to stand on that word as we continue to lift him up before you. So, Father God, we are thanking you in advance for what you're about to do in that whole situation, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we bless your servant right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Praise God. Praise God.
Father, we thank you right now as we've been praying. As we pray in agreement tonight for Pastor Sims, our goddaughter, working on her master's. And now the enemy has came in and caused her to be distracted by the wrong crowd to take her in another direction. But God, I pray such a glory to God, conviction in her heart that she can rest and sleep, glory to God. And God, we know, glory to God, just like it was the Tower of Babel, glory, when you had to change those languages because they were on one accord to do the wrong thing. And God, you caused them, glory to God, their language to be, glory to God, confusing. God, so I'm praying in the midst of those, glory to God, that it came in her life, that glory out on the wrong, trying to take off on the wrong path, that God, you blessed their language. Glory, I get confused. They will not be able to be on the same wavelength, glory to God, to continue in the direction she's going. I pray, God, as you put somebody in the path and those that are praying for, I pray you open her ears that she may be able to hear the direction she is going so she won't crawl up the cliff in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray, God, that you stir her up and turn things around. And I pray you give her ears to hear. Oh, we rebuke every satanic and demonic force that come to her mind about the things over to God, that whatever it's a good time or feel good, or whether it's a man or whether it's alcohol or whether it's just partying or whatever it may come to seduce her and to distract her, we take authority over it, bind it up, and loosen from its assignment right now in Jesus' name, that she will steady the course where she's supposed to be. And God, whatever it is, and if she's backsliding from glory out the things she ought to be for the Lord, I pray, glory to God, conviction, and that you, as she will return back in the right path. We pray for David, in the name of Jesus, that grandmother got, that glory to God, pastor been praying for some time, and others probably have too. We are praying, glory, for this backslider, that you said you're married to the backslider, that he will return back in the name of Jesus and return back for that walk with the Lord.
Yes.
God, help us start remembering how it was when he had peace, when he had joy, when he was in fellowship, whatever took him off course, whether he was hurt, disappointed, or whether he was just lured by, glory to God, the offer of what the enemy was offering through the things of this world. We plead the blood of Jesus. I pray, glory to God, to restore him back to the faith, whatever's going on in his mind, whatever disappointment, whatever hurt, whatever, glory to God, temptation, that those yokes be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We pray for the spiritual awakening in the name of Jesus. Help his mind to go back, glory to God, to where those times were, glory to God. Being in your presence, what it felt like just to be free. In the name of Jesus, you said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. So we are praying for restoration. We bind Satan up in all his cords to loose his hold off of them, all of our children, grandchildren, whether they grown, whether they glory to God, children with children, great grands or however it is. And just even glory to God, those who are just out there in the world who don't know you in the part of their sins. We pray the same God yesterday, today, and forever, not, and that's your desire for them to be saved, to live holy, to live righteous as well as ourselves. So God help us, glory to God, to have our word in our mouth so we can encourage somebody, or either if they ask about the hope that lies in us, that we'll have an answer in the name of Jesus. So we pray, glory to God, that you are blessed in the name of Jesus. And also the goddaughter, G. Cobby. I might say the name wrong, but anyway, you know exactly who she is. God, we are praying for her too, God. We are praying that you will help her in the name of Jesus, whatever's going on in her life, and cause her, glory to God, to stand and to be able to live a life for you, and whatever's troubling her or going on in her life, God, you have the answer, and you can turn it around, and we know the effective fervent prayers of the righteous does avail much in the name of Jesus. We bless you, and we thank you for touching Mother McCormick, touch Mother McCormick tonight, too, and her granddaughter, and this little foolishness that goes on to try to rise back up concerning these little Satan spells. But we already prayed, bind the hand of the enemy, and grow right. Even Pastor Bird and myself the other night come against it, along with her parents and everybody else, auntie. We're binding up that thing that it will not reoccur. God does not have to do anything. We know that enemy always trying to be of some way to creep back in to try to see if we're going to take down, but we bind him up and loose him. Glory to God, we call her healed and whole, and we come against fear and agitation, and we come against this little spirit that will try to come in, agitate her at school. We bind that up, too, because we know God has done it. It's just the enemy still, glory to God, trying to show his little ugly head, but we take authority over that. Send it back to the dry places. And God, we speak peace to her mind and speak that she will pray and speak and believe God. And it's agitating when she's the one that has to go through it, but help her as her grandmother and others that are praying for her, that she will build herself up in the faith. And God, as we undergird her in prayer, God, and all our other children that may be going through some of these things, and some, glory to God, that might be because of all this horrific stuff from way back from Columbine and before, and any other these massive gun shooting and whatever in these schools and wherever else and in the streets that have some that afraid to go to school, and the parents want them out of school. The parents uneasy, the children uneasy, and they can't sleep. And then all the depression they saying now that the children are going through and the parents are going through. God, we know what that is, the devil, for division and confusion and pain and fear and whatever tactics he can, so people cannot come to grips. But in the midst of our, turn it around, God, that people will turn to you. No matter what the enemy meant for evil, you turn around and make good out of it, that they'll turn to you instead of being depressed and making it continue the cycle, that the cycle be destroyed in the name of Jesus, and that it won't be glory at the same thing repeated, the horrific things that are going on. We plead the blood of Jesus against that, too, and that death demon, too, as well, that will come in, glory to God, and have people so, glory to God, out of it. They can't focus, and they can't think, and they can't comprehend what is needed for to get their lesson, to get the work done, or either just agitation and oppression, depression, suppression, and to the point where they get to the point they begin schizophrenic, or they become bipolar, or they become whatever. We know that it's demonic, just like the woman of God was even preaching earlier today. We go over to God and dress it, call it this, that, and the way may have name for it as the world, but we know it's demonic, so we have to come against the demonic forces that got these labels on these things that are going on and the chemical imbalance that do happen in the midst of it. But we know where it came from. Still call that name out, but we bind up the hand of the enemy because it's demonic, no matter how you look at it, because God called us to be healed and whole, and he said, by his stripes, we were healed. So anything else, we know it came from the devil. So we're asking you, Lord God, to help us in the midst of it. Even when they want to call up children with the deeds, whatever that is, they want to say what's wrong with them. Glory to God. Every time something goes wrong, give them some medicine. Give them some something, glory to God, to calm them down. Yeah, we know what you're doing, devil, in the name of Jesus, but we rebuke and bind you and help us not to fall prey to everything that the enemy say, that we just take it and just don't pray and bind and loose. Glory to God, the hand of the enemy. And if it's something medical that needs to be done, yes, but medicine's not going to take care of everything. But we're asking you, Lord, to help us and guide us and give us wisdom and discernment in the midst of it all. Thank you for every prayer warrior, and we thank you, Lord God, for healing and deliverance for our families, loved ones, and even for our own bodies. We pray, glory to God, while we're trying to stay on the wall. God, we ask you to touch us, heal, and deliver. Thank you for bringing Pastor Bird back safely, glory to God, for being down with her family. Thank you for touching Eric, for all the prayers that went forth with him. And glory to God, and the Lord bless him. We still believe for his salvation and for his wife. But, Lord, thank you for him, glory to God, yielding more to even, glory to God, allow you to lead and guide him, even in the situation concerning his kidneys and everything else going on with his body. We give you praise. Thank you for touching her sister, glory to God, that her body been attacked with the nerve or whatever it is going on her body. Thank you. I pray all those the shots or whatever things she had to have done the first of this week is done, and glory to God, her body lined back up with the word. I thank you so much, glory to God, for what you're doing, and the prayer request was Pastor got to tell on her own about her body. We just thank you for all, everyone, everything that's going on. God, we know you're in control. The enemy does not act in control. He might be the prince of this world, but you, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, you're in control, and nothing happens without you allowing it. Even though the enemy, glory to God, is on rampage, our trust and our faith is in you. Thank you for your protection every day, because demonic forces are around us every day and night, but your shield of your blood and your angels being camp, help us to stay prayed up. I'm believing you for your protection and your blood covering and the wisdom of God. But as we hear it, help us to obey it. Lord, I thank you again. We pray for, glory to God, this revival coming up with, glory to God, prophetess, glory to God, noon prophetess, glory to God, Clifton, evangelist Ely, evangelist Benjamin. We pray for these young women. We pray, glory to God, that you bless them. We pray that you strengthen and encourage them. And God, when you put it on our hearts, sometimes even in our own prayer and fasting, call their names up and pray for this revival. Pray that we'll have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say in the midst of all that's going on. In the name of Jesus, that glory to God, there stay saved and encouraged and fired up. And even anything that might have them being procrastinated, I pray, God, as the prayers going forth and we're praying for them and ourselves, that even in this revival, it put another fire of another shift, glory to God, of another dimension, even their lives, while we're hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is doing for our spirits. We just bless you today. And I pray again for for Mother Alexander, the evangelist, that God, that she'll have that opportunity to go to Panama. Everything line up and come in place. We're walking by faith, not by sight. Not what's in our hand, not what's going on around us right now, but we're believing she deserves to have that time out with her family and back, glory to God, safely, and pray, glory to God, for all the flights. Pray, glory to God, for all, glory to God, concerning my granddaughter graduating, glory to God, over in California. If it's so, God, that you say so, that for myself and family and my other sister that desire to go, as, you know, to those other people information, but God, that you will put everything in alignment and you will do so. If it's not, help us to be at peace, and glory to God that there will be a blessed, wonderful celebration time too as she's turning 18 and graduating. And thank you, Lord God, for this young lady here too as well and the other granddaughter. Pray for all our babies everywhere. God, help us, glory to God, to continue to keep them lifted up. And thank the Lord, even the prayers, as my sister already prayed, the grandmothers have prayed, not only their grandchildren, their great-grands. And sometimes you wonder, did they ever get the other ones, glory to God, that we're having the children, and when they're going to grow up and when they're going to take responsibility. And some things are beyond their control, but other things are not. Oh, God, so we actually express an encouragement to them. Oh, Lord, we just love you today. We appreciate you. Pray for our pastors and leaders everywhere. And we give glory and praise to you, because you are an awesome and marvelous and wonderful God. So until, glory to God, then, we bless you as we prepare and look forward to this revival and everything else that you're getting ready to do in our lives all around the globe. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Praise God. Now, Satan, we take authority over you and all your cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme, all the little foxes right now, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke and bind you and loose you. God, make us aware, in the name of Jesus, the things that are going on around us, and strength and courage to obey and submit to your will and not to be thrown off by the things that the enemy is doing. But God, give us wisdom. And if we do have a time where we get thrown off kilter, help us remember you are our advocate. We can look to you as the author and the finish of our faith, casting our cares upon you and coming boldly to the throne of grace in the name of Jesus to obtain mercy. We bless you today and we love you today. We pray for encouragement today and wisdom to continue to stand and be strong. Angels be in camp and blood covering. Glory to God. And even for opportunity to be out tomorrow, glory to God, with this grandbaby just to go see a basketball game. I pray for this body that line up, but I pray for your protection and wisdom. And if you say otherwise and say don't, then so be it. But other than that, we want to pray wherever we be, in the crowds, in by ourselves, in our own homes, wherever we be, that you keep us covered and blood covering over us every place we go, in the name of Jesus. And when we're even in our own presence, I mean in your presence, just sitting in our home, so much going on now, we just have to just give thanks and just trust you and believe you every day. And thank you that you never sleep nor slumber. But God, I thank you. Let the word come alive in us, but we got to get it in us, that we continue to submit to your will in Jesus' name. And thank you as we call our peace and joy back in. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. We face alone, if that's all and nothing else. Glory to God. We know we went over some time tonight, but all along is under the anointing that makes all the difference. So in the meantime, we look forward to our second Sunday listening to none other than our own evangelist, Mother Alexander, on the second Sunday. And on the fourth Sunday, it should be Prophetess Michelle Benjamin. We bless the Lord and thank God for you all. And we're looking forward to greater, because after that, we'll be looking into our revival. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. Well,
and
shalom,
shalom.
Shalom.
God
we love
bless you.
You
all.
God bless
you
all
too.
Love you.